might have a couple other members trickle in here, but it's 5 o'clock, so I'll call the meeting to order. My name is Crystal Dolliger, and I'm the chair. I've had the privilege to chair for about a year now, and I actually get to pass the chair on to Shelley today. Shelley has been appointed by Mayor Calvin to take over for the next year, and so we look forward to that. So with that being said, I will turn things over to our new chair, Shelley.
Thank you. Okay. Did everybody receive the minutes in their email and have a chance to look them over? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Second. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We'll move into the public comment portion of our meeting. We have several guests here today. We have a group presenting, the Isaiah group is presenting, but we also have, are there other members that are not from the Isaiah group that have something? Or is everybody representing the Isaiah group?
Just the ones at the table.
Okay.
I'm just interested in Isaiah this past January, and doing a few things with Isaiah. And so I'm not doing the presentation. I'm just here as a supporter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I will ask Commissioner Little to introduce the Isaiah group. You invited them to come, and then they can give their presentation.
Okay. Well, bienvenidos. And for the rest of the group, I'm welcoming. I'm going to turn it over to Charlie, because I know Charlie Lutzi the best, I guess. And so Charlie's been working. I've spoken to her about today and coming here and in the past some other things that have gone on. And so I'll just turn it over to you to introduce everyone in your group. And I think if you have any questions, we're all labeled, you know, so you can talk about
your name. Okay. I'll start with Jose, right? Paz.
Yeah, Jose Paz, yeah.
And Rodolfo.
Rodolfo, yes.
Palacios. Everybody knows me. I'm Charlie Lightsey. You say? Tu nombre?
Oh, my name is Rosa Elizabeth Diaz.
I am Catalina Baena, and I am leader
voluntary.
Yeah, for life.
My name is Maria Molina.
Teresa Molina.
So I guess what we could do is, what if you want to go ahead and get started, and is there any, if there's anything we need to interpret, I hope you can help.
Well, Maria can help me too. Yes. Anybody.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, let's see. So, ¿por qué estamos aquí, señora Catalina?
Oh, okay.
Catalina has a message first.
Estamos aquí porque queremos contarles un poquito de nuestra historia.
Okay, we are here so that we can tell you about ourselves, a little bit about our history.
Para que nos conozcan un poco más.
You can get to know us a little bit better.
También nos gustaría también conocerlos más a ustedes.
We would also like to get to know you as well.
Yeah.
And we don't know how much time you want people, but we thought if people could do a quick 1 minute story.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yep. You have about 40 minutes to present.
Okay. 40 minutos tenemos, que no hablan mucho.
Okay.
¿Quién se siente confortable en empezar? ¿Quién quiere empezar en decir su historia?
¿Usted quiere decir algo, José?
No, no, no.
Okay, deja empiezo con un poquito. Okay, so I think, Barb, I talked to you a little bit. I don't know about you, Sean, Fernando, we met, and we were talking about one of the issues that Isaiah is working on is the undocumented population, right? What are we doing about that? How are people or communities feeling about this population? And so we felt that it was necessary to really put a face to that issue, because a lot of, we've heard it, people will always say whatever they need to say, negative. And it's so much more than that. Sometimes, I'm sure you know that there's families where the legal status is mixed. So some folks will have status, others won't. Children might have status, others won't. So it's not that simple of an issue. And yet, even though people are here undocumented, they're still working. They're still making a living. They're still paying taxes and so forth. And that's really what we want to try to get at. And also that these folks are feeling safe in their communities. ¿Verdad? Que tengamos nosotros nos sientamos seguros en nuestras comunidades. Estamos contribuyendo. Estamos trabajando. Pero, ¿quién nos está apoyando? Mm-hmm. And also just to get you to understand, you know, we are community members here, we're contributing. We want you to fight for us, if you can.
Sí, como ahora sí que, continuando con lo que tú dijiste.
Continuing on what I was saying.
Ajá, por lo que ahorita está pasando con la nueva, digamos, administración.
Right. And things have gotten really tough now that there's a new administration, the new president.
Hay mucho miedo.
There's a lot of fear.
Pero también hay un miedo que la comunidad latina tiene, pero también estamos viendo que la misma comunidad anglo tiene mucho miedo también por lo que se está diciendo de la comunidad.
Right, and it feels right. The Latino community is also in fear, but so is the Anglo community of what's being said about undocumented people and things that are happening.
Yeah, y es tan fuerte el miedo que la comunidad latina se está como encerrando en sus casas.
And so, what's happening now, since this new administration has taken place, is a lot of people are staying home more. They're spending less money. Mm-hmm. They're not going out to eat like they used to or buying things like they used to. They still are, but mm-hmm. not like it used to be.
Por ejemplo, en los negocios, están viniéndose abajo.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Maria was going to be here. Mm-hmm. The lady that works at the mall, her daughter has a store at the mall, and she was telling us how bad it's gotten. Mm-hmm. That people don't go out to eat over there anymore like they used to. The dairy, there's big dairies around us, but it's the workers that would come in almost every weekend starting Thursday. And that's kind of stopped a little bit.
Ajá, y otra de las situaciones que queremos presentarles es también sobre lo que son platicarles un poco de lo que está haciendo la policía y lo que está haciendo ICE.
So another thing they want to talk about is, you know, what is ICE doing? What's the police doing? Mm-hmm. ICE, Immigration, Customs Enforcement.
Realmente nosotros sabemos que la policía aquí en Wilmar son son amables.
Right. So far, what we've heard from the police department here in Wilmar has been positive. That yeah, they're not going to cooperate. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go out of their way to cooperate with ICE unless they have ICE comes here and has a warrant for a certain individual that has committed a crime.
Pero a la vez nos gustaría si por ejemplo todos los que están aquí nos ayudaran como a lograr pasar una ordenanza donde la policía no trabajara con ICE.
And here's the touchy subject. We would love to pass some kind of an ordinance for you to pass or for you to suggest.
Para que
to
la
the
comunidad,
city council to pass an ordinance of a separation agreement between the police and ICE so that the community could feel safe.
Yeah. Y este, porque también tenerle como quien dice miedo a las dos autoridades es todavía pues más dañino para.
Well, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very fearful for people if they know that the police department is cooperating with ICE.
Yo sé que a lo mejor es como algo como fuerte de pedirles, pero
we understand that this is not an easy topic and that this is difficult to bring this up, and how do we bring it up? You know, St. Paul has a separation agreement. The city of St. Paul, I believe, Minneapolis.
La misma comunidad.
There's quite a few in the city.
Worthington.
La misma comunidad.
Worthington.
Worthington?
Yeah, they had that too.
Crimes will be going unreported because of the fear.
Entonces, si hay un crimen, no van a hablar. Si hay una violencia doméstica, no le van a hablar a la policía.
Somebody commits a crime, right? Or there's domestic violence issues. That's
going to
go on.
Is it a written document? Is it a written document that the city has of St. Paul or Worthington?
Es un documento, ¿verdad? La ordenanza que pasaron en San Pablo y Minneapolis. Worthington. It's kind of like a resolution also. Yeah.
Es como la comunidad misma, la comunidad latina, o sea, me di que nosotros tampoco nos aceptamos de que haya como criminales y todo eso, o sea, eso la comunidad está de acuerdo, que un criminal esté, o sea, que no importa que los criminales que
and
se vayan.
And just Jose saying, you know, we are in agreement with ICE, if they want to come and pick up felons, criminals, that's not a problem, that's not what we're asking, that's good, they need to come and pick up those folks.
Yeah.
Because we also need to feel safe in our communities.
Pero con la nueva, digamos, retórica ahorita que está pasando,
with all this rhetoric,
nos han puesto como que todos somos criminales.
Right. We're all looking like we're all criminals, right? All Latinos are painted with the same brush.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Y este también queríamos como un poquito también recalcar de lo que es la lo de la Real ID, pero también lo que es la separación de familias. Este también está haciendo un impacto tremendo de que están separando a los
I just want to let you know too what's happening also with immigration is that families are being separated or broken up.
Este sábado que pasó yo fui a un evento.
Elena was in the cities last Saturday. We had an event.
Y les pedimos, ¿verdad? Ahora sí que a la mayoría eran anglos.
It was mostly Anglo people at this event, but there were some Latinos.
Ellos tienen muchas ideas muy buenas para apoyarnos.
And the Anglo population there was very supportive. They had some really good ideas.
Y una persona dio una idea, por ejemplo, como poner un label en su carro donde dijera los inmigrantes son bienvenidos.
Right. One lady or one person had an idea of making up like some signs that would say I welcome immigrants or something like that would be helpful.
Y pues ahora sí que ese sería como también un decirles pues ayúdenos en eso.
Apoyamos a los
latinos. Or everybody's welcome here, doesn't matter where you are.
Well,
something like that.
Doesn't Benji, they have a sign out there right now that is kind of on that line. It's what, orange, blue, and green or something.
It's in Spanish, English, and Arabic.
I think the Unitarian Church.
Yeah, we have some in our office waiting for.
So we're already doing it.
Right.
Lo que decía Rosa también es de la de lo de la ahorita de que si ellos yo creo que saben de lo de la Real ID.
I hope so. Have you guys heard of the Real ID bill? You've heard enough about it, right? That we only ask for and need a Real ID. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not being held up at
esa Real ID pues lo que sabemos hasta ahorita es que tiene un renglón anti-inmigrante.
I met the governor veto it because there was some anti-immigrant language in that bill, and that's why he won't pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah is pushing for a different kind of bill, or at least to give a chance for undocumented folks to get a driver's license. Because you know what? They're already driving.
O que aprobaran una licencia para todo el inmigrante porque eso es más seguridad para todos en general.
Push for that to get a driver's license. Right, because if they would have a driver's license, they would have insurance, right? It would make all of us safer.
Mm-hmm.
Not less safe. Those are the things we're working with Isaiah. There's other things as well, but education.
O sea, Isaiah ha estado trabajando mucho eso con la iglesia Betel de aquí de Wilmer. Ellos también tienen mucho conocimiento de
right, and we've been working with the churches, such as Bethel. Now we had a gathering. Isaiah just had a gathering at Barb, you were there Sunday.
Peace Lutheran.
In London.
And la cosa necesitamos saber una historia, or las historias de ustedes. La verdad.
Yeah.
No estoy en CNN.
We need to hear the real stories of people, not what you would give to the public or CNN.
Bueno, yo voy a contar un poquito.
Yeah. Catalina, we'll start with hers.
Les mentiría si no siento temor, pero pues realmente como está
la situación. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I'm not scared. I am scared.
Yeah. Yo.
I'm fearful.
Yo llegué aquí siendo inmigrante, indocumentada.
Came here as an undocumented immigrant.
Estoy ahorita arreglando una visa U.
Okay. But right now,
artística.
I'm here under a visa U.
Pero tengo tres hijas.
Three daughters.
Que no sé si ustedes han escuchado hablar del programa de DACA.
I don't know, have you guys heard about that DACA, that program that President Obama implemented for undocumented youth, or youth that were brought here by their parents.
Dreamers?
Very small.
Dreamers.
Dreamers.
En sí, yo tengo tres soñadoras.
So I have three dreamers.
Y mi miedo ahorita es que el presidente aún no ha dicho exactamente qué va a hacer con ese programa.
My fear is that the president hasn't said anything about DACA, what he's going to do with that program.
Y y pues yo vine aquí para mejorar su vida de ellas.
I came here for a better life and a better life for them.
Gracias.
Y ahora no sé si hice bien. Si de qué manera yo las voy a poder proteger si es que les quita ese permiso.
Right now, I don't know how I'm going to protect them. What if they get that taken away?
Porque con ese permiso ellas están estudiando.
Right now, with that, they're able to study with the DACA.
Están trabajando, son personas
they can work and
que
they can
cumplen
study.
Con todo.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful employees, they're wonderful daughters, they don't get in trouble. They're contributing to the community.
¿Verdad?
Sí. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sí, yo los estoy esperando. Ajá, están
so
un poco.
How long have you been waiting for your papers, Catalina? ¿Qué tanto tiempo?
Tengo un año y medio.
A year and a half, she's been waiting.
Se supone que ya en no más de un año y medio ya me llega mi visa.
Supposedly they said the next 18 months she might get her visa. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Y esta visa U, después que llega al año, me llega la residencia.
granted that she can be a permanent resident.
Pero ellas son las que no sé qué va a pasar. O sea, ese es ahorita mi miedo.
So that's for her, but her fear is for her daughters.
Y el por qué estoy aquí, porque es mi caso, pero como mi caso, hay miles. Hay ahorita 800,000 dreamers.
There's 800 million dreamers in the country right now.
Thousand.
Mm-hmm.
1,000? Yeah.
No. Oh, 800,000. Yeah, not quite a million. 800 million? Well, that's a lot.
Pues yo les voy a decir mi historia, un poquito nada más. Yo soy mamá de tres hijos.
Maria is the mother of three.
Mi hijo, yo vine a este país trayendo a mi hijo de 8 años, de México.
I came to the U.S. from Mexico.
En México yo era madre soltera.
I was a single mom in Mexico.
Yo vine a este país a sacar adelante a mi hijo.
I wanted a better life for my son.
Yo sé que este país me ha dado muchísimo. Me ha ayudado muchísimo a salir adelante con mi hijo.
I know that this country has helped provide a better future for my kids, my oldest one.
So. Tengo otros dos hijos nacidos aquí.
I have two other kids that were born here in the U.S.
Uno estaba estudiando en el colegio y el otro está en high school.
One is studying at the college and one is in high school, graduating.
El problema que estamos pasando en este momento, después de la administración que pasó en este momento,
and the problem they're facing right now is that.
Es este, que mi esposo tiene que salir del país.
That her husband has an order for deportation.
Mi esposo, yo sé que hace años él tuvo unos problemas aquí en Wilmar. Yo tengo aquí 19 años aquí en Wilmar.
I've lived here 19 years. My husband has had a few issues.
Mi esposo tomó y lo agarraron dos veces tomando aquí. Una fue en el
he used to drink and he was picked up DUIs twice.
Tomó dos veces en el 98 y en el 95.
1995 and 1998.
Después mi esposo, ahorita en este momento mi esposo tiene 13 años de haberse recuperado completamente.
So he's been sober for 13 years.
Mi esposo está arrepentido de lo que ha hecho muchas cosas.
Of course, you know, he's very sorry for what he's done.
Él trabajaba en la Genio, pero actualmente él tiene su compañía.
He used to work at Genio, but now he has his own company.
Él es instalador de pisos de cerámica.
He tiles.
Él hace sus incontas. Lo único, sus dos errores fueron haber tomado, pero él está arrepentido.
His only two faults, right, is that he committed those two things. He drove drunk.
La administración pasada dijo que se podía quedar. Por todas las pruebas que
under the Obama administration, he was able to stay.
En febrero de este año, es cuando cambió la administración definitivamente,
right.
Mi esposo
this year in
tiene
February,
que salir del
everything
país.
Changed, and then that's when they told him that he has to leave the country.
Mi hijo tiene que salir definitivamente del colegio para ayudarme. Mi hijo pequeño, la mamá le dieron permiso de quedarse a mi esposo para la graduación de mi hijo.
ICE was nice enough to give him permission to stay to attend the graduation of his son that's in high school, that's graduating. But if he gets deported, then her other son might have to give up his studies in college because somebody has to make money to support
him. Yo estoy pidiendo cartas para que me ayuden a que mi esposo no se vaya. Somos una familia.
Maria has a really good support system. She's her and her husband have been very involved in the Catholic Church and many events. She's also asking for support letters from certain key community people, and hoping that that would help. ¿Quieres explicarle de que si estás trabajando en el caso de tu esposo en que le quiten ese record o no?
Yo estaré trabajando exactamente en el, para que le quiten esos dos casos de por qué él ha cambiado su vida desde hace muchos años, y siento que merece, todos cometemos errores y necesita una sola oportunidad.
We all commit, we all have our sins, right? Some of us more than others. What she's working on right now is that they do have an attorney that's working on expunging those charges, that'll help him. But right now, it's a really touchy situation. I know Maria has talked about maybe Canada might be an option for her family. That happens, but we don't want that to happen.
Yo tendría que dejar a mis hijos aquí y yo
salir con mis hijos. Muchas gracias por eso. Well, thank
you
for sharing that. And if you were prepared to do that, but
muchas gracias. Gracias. How are we with time?
Thank you.
We have about
20
more minutes.
Oh, okay. María, ¿quieres usted? No, está bien.
Nosotros vinimos de México.
We are a family. We came from Mexico.
Tengo cuatro hijos.
I have four kids.
No hemos cometido crímenes.
None of us have committed any crimes.
No tengo miedo regresar a México.
I'm not afraid to go back to Mexico.
El único temor que tengo,
but my fear is,
es que mis dos hijos menores,
and my youngest kids,
tienen una enfermedad para toda su vida.
Are not well. They have an illness that is with them all their lives.
Tienen que estar con su con tres diferentes doctores cada seis meses en un chequeo.
Yeah. They see three different doctors every six months. They have to be checked.
Con un neuropsicólogo.
Yeah, neuropsychologist.
Evaluaciones del corazón.
Always have to have some studies done on their heart.
Y especialista, un especialista en metabolismo.
They also see a specialist, ¿de qué?
En enfermedades metabólicas.
Oh, metabolic, yeah, generic disorders.
Y no sé, no veo la situación, cómo posible me regreso yo a México y se quedan mis hijos.
I don't know. What do I do? Do I leave them here? Do I go back to Mexico?
Oh, mi esposo y yo hemos hablado eso.
This is a thing that we talked about, my husband and I.
Ellos no pueden ir a México.
They can't go to Mexico.
Porque en México...
Because in Mexico...
La situación de salud, de cuidados médicos,
due to their health issues,
no existirían para ellos.
It'd be hard to find that kind of treatment over there.
Porque es una enfermedad muy rara.
It's a very rare disease.
Solo hay 47 personas en el mundo registradas con esa enfermedad.
There's only 47 people in the world with that kind of.
Siete de ellos están aquí en Estados Unidos.
Seven of those folks are here in the U.S.
Dos de ellos son mis hijos.
Two of those are my kids with that disease.
Y para los doctores de aquí de Estados Unidos.
And my doctors here in the U.S.
Transcurrieron cuatro años.
It's been 4 years.
Para poder diagnosticar a mi hijo.
It took 4 years to get a diagnosis.
Pero él estuvo dos veces en coma.
He was twice in a coma.
Con muy pocas probabilidades de sobrevivir.
Very little chance of coming out alive.
Y a partir de ahí, hasta los cuatro años de su edad, pudieron diagnosticar su enfermedad.
And even after that, so then they did diagnose him after, he was four. They took 4 years to get to that diagnosis.
Para ellos fue muy difícil poder diagnosticar la enfermedad de mis hijos.
So it was very difficult for the doctors to come to that agreement or
ellos,
diagnosis.
Ellos dicen que mi hijo está vivo porque es un milagro.
They tell me that my son is a miracle, that he's alive and that's a miracle.
Oh, entonces mi esposo y yo
my husband and I,
no queremos regresar a México por este asunto de nuestros hijos.
We don't want to return to Mexico because of the issues with the kids.
Porque se tendrían que quedar y ellos, alguien los adoptara tal vez.
They would have to stay and they would need to be adopted or stay with somebody.
¿Qué edad tiene?
Mi hija tiene 7 años.
My daughter's 7.
Y mi hijo Alejandro, 11.
And my son Alejandro is 11.
Ellos nacieron aquí, ¿eh?
Es una situación difícil para nosotros.
They were born here, the kids. But the situation for us is...
Y para mis hijos más.
And for my kids, as you can imagine, this is tough.
Have they been ordered to leave, or is it just a fear that you may be ordered to leave?
No.
No tienen orden de deportación.
No, dígales.
The parents, no. The kids were born here.
Pero hemos oído cosas en la tele. Hemos visto y oído cosas en la televisión que ven a los inmigrantes como que todos son criminales.
But we get to see the news of what's happening around the country and the raids that are happening and how
solo trabajamos.
Doesn't matter who you are. If you happen to be Latino, you're there.
Nos ajustamos a las reglas, normas de este país.
Right. So, most Latino people go to work.
Y yo amo este país.
I love the U.S.
Porque le debo la vida de mis hijos.
Because I owe the U.S. the lives of my children.
Thank you. I mean, you work? Where do you work?
¿Dónde trabajamos?
En Andrea's Boutique con mi hija.
That's her daughter, Andrea. And she has a store at the mall.
¿Ustedes quieren decir algo, Rodolfo o José? Tenemos todavía unos minutitos, yo
creo. 10 minutes.
Está bien.
You're a
business woman. Get
over here.
I'm so tired. Sorry. I'm almost due, so I'm running around.
I know.
Well, I don't know. I just wish people, you know, they make it seem like, oh, you're new, like people don't want to get in line for immigration, like they don't want to fill out paperwork or they don't want to spend money doing, I don't know, like a citizenship form. But I think it's more complex than that because sometimes there's no pathway. Like for me, I would have to marry a U.S. citizen for me to become legal. But I'm not going to be around asking people, oh, are you a U.S. citizen so I can marry you? I'm in a stable relationship with someone, but he's in the same boat that I am in, you know? So it's hard for people.
You're a dreamer, right?
Yep, I'm a dreamer.
And you legally can work. And
yep, and drive and do everything. But it's still hard because, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And I'm pregnant and they say there's going to be a law that's going to allow DACA people to join the army and become legal permanent residents. And I told my mom, I'm going to have to do that because there's no other... I don't care if that passes, I'm joining the army.
Yeah.
That's my only way of becoming a legal permanent resident. But you get tired because you work a lot and you do a lot and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to invest anymore here and buy anything else and have a lot of, I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right. How much do we want to invest if it keeps going?
Well, at this point, I think the banks are going to lose if anything happens to me, so.
We talked about that. We talked about the economic impact. You know, there's people with homes and businesses, and everything else, and food and clothing. What could happen to the kids in the school? They're traumatized. They're scared that they might go home and their parents are not going to be home, or one parent might be missing. And I don't know about you, but I don't wish that on anybody.
People can see that it's hard and, you know, probably an immigration reform won't be possible under Trump.
Right.
But at least, you know, deport, I'm okay with them deporting criminals or, you know, I don't know, gang members, you know, but I think it should be like on a case, by case basis.
Yep.
And, you know, see everything that they've done. I know people that have, you know, DUIs from 20 years ago that suddenly they're picked up.
Yep.
And they already have their houses in order, their children in order, and it's like, I mean, I feel bad for those people. Mm-hmm. So I haven't, I don't know, it's hard for everyone.
And they're picking up people if you're protesting and you're a DACA, they'll pick you up and they'll deport you just for that.
Creo que nosotros los latinos llevamos que como más o menos así fuerte, como unos 20 años aquí en Wilmar, así muchos latinos hemos venido soportando la comunidad y ahora
right.
es el tiempo de que nosotros necesitamos un favor para atrás también.
So Jose is talking about how, you know, the Latino population has been growing and has been strong and also providing our, to the economy, obviously. And it's time that we come together and you guys support us. I want to add that
yo, en lo personal, he visto y lo vivo que muchos de nosotros, inmigrantes, aparte de aportar y no depender del gobierno económicamente,
a lot of the immigrants and a lot of our Hispanic folks cannot depend on the government for help.
Damos trabajo o creamos trabajo para otros ciudadanos americanos.
We even create jobs for citizens here in the U.S.
No todos somos lo que piensa mucha gente.
Right. Again, just to tell you that we're not what people think, both negative stereotypes.
Y yo no sé si pudiéramos también agregar un poquito ahí, hablar sobre el inmigrante, digamos, indocumentado, no recibe ningún beneficio del gobierno, porque no puede.
Just to let you know also that undocumented people cannot receive any kind of
y si como quiera contribuimos a lo que es desde el primer día, ¿verdad? Que trabajamos, nos hacen las mismas deducciones de nuestro cheque y nos ponen un número de ITIN.
And they'll start working with an ITIN number, which is an identification tax number. And with that, they can work, and we can pay Uncle Sam taxes as well.
Pero ningún beneficio.
With no benefits whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I'm sure you're aware that that money goes somewhere, but it doesn't go back to them.
Right.
It doesn't go back to the undocumented person.
Right. Do any of the commissioners have any questions that you want to ask here in the next 5 to 7 minutes?
Explain what is IT number. What is it? How do you get it? Can anyone get it? What's an IT number? That's
you used to get it. It's an identification tax number.
Yeah. The IRS.
So that the IRS knows you're here and they can collect their taxes. Under the Obama administration, well, kind of towards the end though, of his term, you could not get it anymore. It's pretty hard to get an ITIN now. But in the old days, you could get one. You could open a bank account. You could do a lot of things with it. Not anymore.
Es no para trabajar, solamente para los taxes.
Yep, only for taxes. Opening a
bank account. Just for report taxes. And you don't get the same credits back. Like if you have U.S. children, you don't get the same child care credits back or any money back. So you're pretty much paying.
But you're saying it's no longer available.
Well, you can if you have it, you still do your taxes, but you cannot probably get a new number.
No. It's pretty hard to get one.
And you don't get a refund.
No. I've never gotten a refund from it.
Works.
I wish.
It's pretty similar like the social security number, because the IT number are 9 numbers too.
Right. 9
sure.
digits,
right.
yeah.
That's the IT, not SS.
Wilmer has an agreement that the ICE people are only going to pick up ICE. ICE is only going to come in and get people using a warrant. What does that mean in terms of what you think should happen with something like a community policing agreement or some sort of city ordinance.
Llegamos a esa ordenanza, ¿verdad? Que separen los poderes. Dice, Joe, ¿qué significa eso para ellos, para nosotros?
Es una comunidad. Yo pienso que, ajá, nos beneficia a todos porque
believe it, it benefits
en lo económico ya la gente va a salir a poner un negocio, consumir.
Tienes que calmar el miedo. Calm the fears of the people. Start to get people moving again with the economy or people to spend money.
So you think there people should be something more formal in Candy Ojai County or Willing?
¿Creen que necesitamos algo más formal así en escrito aquí en este condado?
Because
they're not gonna force, you know, like the police department, you know, work, you know, for them, you know, like ICE can call now the police and tell them, you know, we have to go there and we have to go find, like, you know, illegal people, you know, and they have to go, the police have to go with them, but like with this, you know, separation, you know, like police can say no. No. If you don't have any
warrant.
Yeah.
Unless it's a criminal one.
Yeah.
Right. But St. Cloud has a community policing agreement.
St. Cloud have that, or?
No sé.
Yeah, I have it here.
Did you look it up, Joe? Yeah?
What does that say, John?
Here is a couple things. I have a copy of a city ordinance, I think, as well as a community policing agreement from St. Cloud. I can pass it around.
Okay.
But here's this for sure. And I marked the part that says, like, when you get picked up, then there's a certain script they follow to not ask about country of birth or, right? There are things not to ask, not to do. And, you know, it was community that all came together, including, I think, their Isaiah project.
Oh, yeah.
So they, there's a list of everybody who worked
Didn't
on it.
Did they adopt that already?
Yes.
The police department cannot ask your situation?
In St. Cloud.
But the city is not listed, huh?
No, it's not an agreement with the city of St. Cloud. It's through the police department and all of those entities listed. I guess I will just say, just a couple comments. First of all, thank you for your stories. But I would say you should never be afraid in your home. And this is your home. And we are your neighbors. And we fight for our neighbors. And I will tell you, in the past, not under this current regime or administration, in the past, ICE had came to town and had actually went to schools. Many years.
Not that many years ago.
But they went to schools, and I will tell you, they took children out of schools to lure their parents to take them and deport them. And I will tell you, at our church, and I'm proud to see my pastor here, at our church, I drove my vehicle over and I picked up my neighbors. And I brought their children to our church. When you start saying you want Willmar to become a sanctuary city, I don't know if that will happen. And I see that's probably exactly the same situation St. Cloud was in. But you can make it like it happened. Those agreements, that agreement is very nice to see. That was between the police department and all the entities that would be able to do something.
Here's Minneapolis ordinance. I'll pass that around too.
Just because your city has an ordinance doesn't mean necessarily you may feel safe. But in this city, I will tell you that your neighbors have your back. You belong here, this is your home, and hell or high water, we are going to make sure that that stays that way.
Mr. Little, did you have a comment?
I was at that Isaiah conference in North Minneapolis the end of January, and they had people from St. Cloud who actually passed out that agreement, and I think he said they'd had it for 11 years.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Thank you. Again, I would really like to thank you for coming today to tell your stories. We really appreciate your stories. And thank you for your input. And I'm so glad our council members are here today also as we continue to move forward with the stories. We need to hear what's happening in our communities. So thank you, all of you, for coming here today to meet with us.
Yeah. Do you have a forum like on Facebook where people can read your stories? I think it's, pardon me?
I think they would be terrified to do so.
Yeah.
Okay, it's too bad because I think more people should feel what you're feeling. People need to feel and hear, and I think it's good that we do. But I think there's a bigger, audience is the right word, or a group that should be hearing this. I mean, you're just ripping at our heartstrings. I can't imagine your. So, anyway, it would be nice if there was a medium that they could get that out to the masses.
One thing I think that we can do, the people on the council that are the commission here and the people like Isaiah is doing in the community churches here, is to get your stories to people who maybe do have a voice. And we can, as members of our community, to show our support and not let the rest of the community know through letters or to the paper or to one another in our churches or in our schools or in our work that there is this terrible situation going on. And it wouldn't jeopardize your identity. It would be a way for the stories to get out and say, okay, we need to write. We need to write about the real ID laws. We need to write about the DACA. We need to write to our congresspeople in St. Paul and in Washington. And that's what we need to do to get that voice out, to be the voice that you have been intimidated to use.
I'd also make a comment too. You know, Marie and I both have family that are undocumented. And we go to a Latino church where I'm sure many are undocumented too. And I think maybe as a city, you know, we need to take action, I think. It would be nice if maybe Isaiah could advise us on what the different paths are. Because I think our last two meetings there's been some questions on, you know, what does that look like? You know, what does it mean to become a sanctuary city? What's that path? Or what does it mean, the other options, what's the path to get to that?
Could the commissioner tell us that next month, right? And some of my questions have to do with this topic exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we do, what exactly that path is.
Yeah, we do have Commissioner Kevin Lindsay coming next in April from the Department of Human Services to meet with us. And so, yeah, that would be a good question for him. What are some of the paths that cities can take?
Because I think no action, I don't think, is an option. I mean, something needs to be done.
Right.
What's the date and time on that?
April 18th at 5 o'clock. is our next meeting.
And if we have questions, we can give them to Janelle.
We will, and we'll be going until 6:30 that night, 5 to 6:30 for the commissioners. So,
5 to 6:30?
Yes.
Next time?
The 18th of April. Tuesday, April 18th, here again, 5 to 6:30.
April 18th?
Yes, is our next meeting. Commissioner Lindsay will be here for that meeting.
5 o'clock
to 6:30. Yes. Thank you again so much for coming. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for taking time.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We were running around. We do have one other item of business. This is technically our annual meeting. We've been going for over a year now, and a year ago we set terms and did election of officers. We have a few officers. Richard is the vice chair, appointed by the mayor. Jill was the secretary, the recording secretary.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything.
Corresponding secretary.
Janelle makes the job easy.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, which we're very grateful for. There is a budget/treasure position. Did we know who that was?
We have
a zero budget, so it's balanced. And then
there was something put in for an extra like $500.
Yeah, that's yes. What I thought. Yeah, I thought we had like a tiny amount of money. Yeah.
Right.
For mileage reimbursement.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So someone came out.
And that was so, Dennis Anderson, and he's no longer
right
here. So.
So and then there was a member at large, which was Bashar or Abdi. Who's he? So those are the positions, the corresponding secretary, the
budget chair,
and the member at large.
Are there any terms expiring this year? I think we all have terms.
Yes. There was the one-year terms that expired were Dennis Anderson, Marlon Breams, Colombo, who was off, and Jill Benson.
But we can be back on for two more years,
yes.
Or two more terms,
two
right?
More terms. Two more three-year terms?
3-year terms. Okay. We had to stagger them to start, right. So we don't all end at the same time.
So
right.
Is the
so, Dennis, mayor,
so would that be, would you two like to be asked to be reappointed for another 3-year term?
I would. I feel like I'm only now getting to know what I'm doing.
Right. Marlon?
I'm willing to.
Yes. Thank you. So then on the second, so who has 1 year left, whose term was a 2-year term, or Sean?
Dennis Anderson's, his term is off too then.
Right.
So we have a place to fill.
That would be Fernando's.
So he filled it for a few months, but then you could be reappointed
right.
For the next term.
Fernando,
right.
Would you like to stay for another 3-year term?
Yes.
I'm going to say these, and then we'll have to vote on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So whose term will expire at the end of this year would be Sean, Richard, Abdi, and Lynn.
At the end of 17.
Yes. Yep.
Right,
so March of 2018.
Yeah.
March of, yes.
Yep.
And then who expires in 2 more years would be Bashar, Crystal, myself, and Barbara. So that's where we're at for terms. And Ben and Maria, I would say, are on a 3-year.
Yeah, I would have. I didn't bring that with me because generally we don't need to vote on those.
Okay.
No, they're just kind of appointed
yeah.
again by the
okay.
council.
But do we recommend that they be reappointed?
The mayor recommends
okay.
to the city council, and
okay.
that's been taken care of. Actually,
okay.
I think you probably got letters renewing Marlon and Jill at the end of the year. I did it after December 31st. So
and okay. Fernando, too?
They're appointed by
this
the council.
Familiar.
Does it sound familiar? I think I did. You came in and
signed
the form.
So you two.
But if you want to let the group verify they want us here, we are okay with that.
We don't know what we're doing.
We just all have to do validation.
Yeah, right. You can totally say it.
Okay.
Ed and Maria are different than the other members? They're at large?
No.
No.
They're the same. So they would be the.
Yeah. They started it just like last month was their first, or 2 months ago was their first,
they
so they
started.
Three.
We were just short members to begin with?
Yes, okay. Yes. We could have up to 15, and we didn't have a full commission.
Now we have more like a dozen or so.
We have 13 right now.
Okay. Yeah. So we have 5 minutes for nominations for the corresponding secretary, the budget chair, and the member at large. Those are the officer positions we need to recommend tonight and vote on.
I nominate Jill for corresponding secretary.
Because I'm so good at it.
Okay.
She's done a good job this past year. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Heck of a job.
Thanks, guys.
Now, we did like something white ballot last time. Marlon moved a white ballot vote for Jill to serve as corresponding secretary. Dennis Anderson seconded it. I carry.
I'll second that.
Okay.
White ballot means it's open. You didn't have to. We didn't have to vote on it, right?
We didn't pass papers around or anything.
No.
Yeah. So we need to vote on that then. Okay. So we had a first and a second.
Okay. So Richard presented a first. Marlon seconded. Is there any other discussion on that? All those in favor of Jill Benson remaining the corresponding secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The budget chair was?
Dennis Anderson.
Dennis Anderson. Marlon is nominating Sean.
I'll second
the first. Christelle is second.
We have someone on council.
Is there?
I think it's $500.
I got it.
Only $500.
Right.
Thanks. Some money. I got it.
Is there any other discussion or nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Sean will be the budget chair with our budget of $500, we believe.
I think, yeah.
We think.
Yeah. If it passed, if you passed it.
Yep.
The member at large, do we know what that is?
I don't think that is a position. That is.
We had a person in it.
We revise our bylaw.
Abdi.
Abdi.
Does it say we have to vote on that in our bylaws?
Yes.
But it also says
yes.
At the annual meeting you review the bylaws. You could review it.
Does the member at large, is that one that rather the city council, this commission selects? Is that what it means? But I think you're saying that the council, we as a commission, we select that person.
Mm-hmm. I think that is not somebody here. I think my understanding of at large would be that this commission could bring somebody in outside of the purview of the council. Is that what that means? Because that language is strange. I don't know if that's not usually a position. It's usually somebody who serves, but I don't know.
Or ex officio or something.
Yeah.
I would make a suggestion that we get that clarified, and then maybe we could see someone from the Latino community to
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yes.
Okay. I think there was a few people here that might do that.
Well, I think some of them can even just put their names in to be on the commission. We still have a couple spots. We can even bring more people on.
Yeah. That's
true. I think that would be very good. Because we're at 13, we have two more spots, technically.
Okay, Sam, right. Okay.
And if we get an at-large, that's three extra
right.
people.
That'd be good.
More the merrier.
Will you send the bylaws out again? Okay. Janelle is going to send out the bylaws again to everybody on the commission. Please review them for the next meeting. And we will start the meeting with any discussion. We did some minor changes at the beginning of the year last year. But if there's any other changes, we can discuss those at the beginning of the meeting.
I was going to maybe suggest that we try to give all the time to the
yeah.
commissioner
and maybe put that up or 2 weeks?
I think that's a good suggestion.
I think so, yeah, that is, okay. Okay. Anything else?
I am compelled to say we have these monthly meetings, and we just heard, in my estimation, some heart-wrenching stories that are going to continue, and then we'll have next month where we're going to dedicate our entire time to the commissioner. We're sitting, and you know, I think we are to educate, inform, and advocate, and it's pretty clear that our advocate role is beckoning, and I'm wondering if a meeting to talk about this particular topic and how you wish to proceed is worth another meeting somewhere in there instead of having two additional months go by of inactivity by this commission. But that's just my thoughts as I sit here.
You're talking about the issue of like having a peace agreement with...
However you wish to go forward. I mean, however it goes, but I'm having a difficult time ignoring what I heard. So,
good. I wonder if that agreement from St. Cloud could be emailed to everybody. It's not something you can just read in a few minutes, understand.
Right.
I would propose that if we did that we have the meeting after we meet with the commissioner.
Sure.
And, you know, so maybe within the next week so we can get some direction from him as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do we want to set a meeting date now for the meeting after meeting with the commissioner? So that is Tuesday, April 18th.
Well, I would say, I mean, obviously it's going to depend on what the commissioner says, but a week later I don't think would be unreasonable. But
the 25th?
I just throw it out as a possible date.
I'm going to
game for that.
Okay.
I'm
drawing that. Okay. So we will meet with the commissioner on Tuesday, April 18th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And then we will meet again on Tuesday, April 25th from 5 to 6. Sure. Is there any...
And the 25th agenda would be the trying to implement some, what we want to do. Like maybe
discussion of what we heard from the commissioner and feedback from, and discussion about where do we go from here. Okay.
Do you want this sent out now or to wait along with that agenda?
There's also around there's a mini, it's the Sanctuary City Agreement that I think is still out there. You have the police agreement one.
Is that the Minneapolis one?
Yeah.
I think we want to
give it back. Sean comes.
Janelle is going to email both of these with our...
And do you guys want this too? It's from the... I found it helpful. It's from the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, an analysis of America's counties and their voluntary assistance with deportation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be great.
It's a partial copy. I tried to, this all to sound familiar to you, Janelle. I tried to make copies, and I have most of it here. But you could have that too. Yeah, maybe there's a website just for the link.
Okay. Okay.
One more thing, the college. The Multicultural Club at the college next Thursday is going to show a movie called Astray. It is a movie that is in Somali with English subtitles about one young Somali's journey as a refugee immigrant coming to this country and navigating between two worlds, and that will be out at the college next Thursday. 6 p.m. will be initial discussion with the panel. The movie will start at 6:30 with a discussion afterwards as well.
Whereabouts?
It is at the college, and I believe it is in the cafeteria area of
the
college.
So the brand new student services building. So if you drive up there and look for a beautiful building.
The big glass front in there is where it will be.
Whoa, look at that building. That's
go upstairs,
it.
Right?
Yeah, so everybody's around.
It's absolutely the only good-looking building on campus.
And if you are if you are downtown, the bus station across from Bethel Church will be taking people to the college for free beginning at 5:30. And bringing you back to that station after the movie is shown. So, invitation for everyone. Feel free to share with anybody else.
Thursday the 23rd or Thursday the
30th? Thursday the 30th.
Thursday the 30th.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye.